So to be clear, Des Moines Public School is no closer to compliance with state law than they were before last night's vote, which is, I think, unfortunate for the students. When Des Moines Public Schools submitted their Return to Learn plan to the state on July 1st, they presented a hybrid plan that was close to being compliant with state law, but instead of working with the Department of Education to get into compliance, the district went backwards. As I've mentioned before, I mentioned this last week, 326 of Iowa's 327 school districts have figured out a way to develop a strong Return to Learn plan that complied with state law. Those districts have been focused on getting kids safely and responsibly back to school, really not looking for ways to avoid that. And we, as we see every day, those districts are making it work.